digital und real. Digitale Begegnungen von echten Menschen mit dem echten Gott.
Hey y'all, great to see you or to hear you, to be with you. My name is Toby Klei. I'm from Germany. I'm married to an American. We have 5 kids, 4 boys, 1 girl. And I'm not a digital person. I'm an evangelist and I love to be with people, share the gospel with people, with as many people as possible. When I went to seminary, the guy who did the service, he prayed for each individual Bible school student. And at the time, he prayed for me and said, God, grant that Tobias reaches more people with the gospel than Billy Graham. And I remember listening to this prayer and I thought, how stupid is that? So I always thought about how can we reach more people than Billy Graham? And over the years, it became more and more obvious it needs to be something digital. It needs to be scalable and huge, and you need to reach people where they're actually searching for. And this is how Credle started. Credle is a digital ecosystem of many, many different platforms. The prayer behind it, or the vision behind it, started actually through a prayer group of many old women. And we go to old people residencies and we go to monasteries and so on. And we ask especially older people to pray for it. And we pray for a digital reformation. We want to reach people where they're actually searching for Jesus. And most of the people who search for Jesus or life questions search online. What Credle also does, it brings the Christian world together. Lots of ministries are involved in Credle, because Credle is, size-wise, it's impossible to do as a single ministry or a single church. It needs the whole body of Christ. And the overall vision is all for all. So if all Christians bring to the table what they do and have already, we can reach the whole world together with the gospel. We want to make Jesus Christ visible together as the body of Christ. So let's see, for whatever reason. Here we go. So you can, Credle is like a, as I said, a digital ecosystem. It's not one building, one platform. It's many, many different platforms. And over time, all of these individual applications, they will portray the whole life of a human being, every topic of us human beings that interests us, every little bit of our daily life. And in every application, we want to bring Christ and what Christians have to say concerning these topics into the daily lives of people through their smartphones. If you want to just serve and search for stuff, you don't need to register. But if you want to participate and share content through Credle or whatever, you need a personal account. In the middle, on the bottom, you see that personal account, My Credle. And it's going to be the first Christian identity provider in Europe, at least. So you can log on with My Credle in every platform and wherever you want to log in. Most people said this is impossible to do. And yes, from a human perspective, it is impossible to, because it has a Google-like character. But what we said is if many, many people participate, it will be possible if you do it together. So all the platforms you see listed here, they are with the black flag post kind of, or signal post. These platforms are online already. The green one is not online yet for the user, but we tested already. It's an AI chat. And then all these yellow applications, they are in the process of being established and built. So let me give you an illustration for one of the platforms. On the left bottom, you see a platform called Credle Prayers. It's going to be a digital house of prayer, like a huge church building with different rooms. People can walk through it and whatever. And this platform is initiated by the Roundtable for Prayer of the Evangelical Alliance in Germany. So just in this roundtable, there are 40 to 50 prayer ministries involved. And it's not just the Evangelical Alliance who's involved. It's also different houses of prayer and 24/7 prayer movement and so on. So it's a huge network of people who have a passion for that topic and who want to reach people with this topic and what they have to offer. And so this is how it is with every application. We started in 2022, so not long ago, and we made a 5-year development plan, and we said by the end of 2027 or 28, we want to have the first version of this ecosystem ready. So right now we're in the middle of developing it, but we can say with all of our hearts, like God has just overwhelmed us with all the things he has made possible, as well on a tech level, but also on a theological level, how people from different denominations are working together to share Jesus with people and to focus on who unites us and not what separates us. So the first platform that went online is Credle Rocks. It's simply a Christ-centered database. And the goal of this database or this platform is it needs to have topical authority concerning the name of Jesus Christ. Because people don't know Credle, but people Google or use AI chats to find Jesus. And so in this platform, we simply measured what kind of questions do people ask online concerning Jesus in Germany. And the most frequently asked questions we start to answer with theologians. So right now, there are more than 200, well, almost 200, more than 200, approximately 200 theologians involved from all over Germany just to answer these questions that we measured. There are 10 seminaries involved, and it's absolutely incredible what God has done in the last few years. In the last half year, this single platform had almost 1 million page impressions, which is incredible if you think about it. If I go and travel and speak in conferences, I reach a few people, and often I don't reach people who are actually searching for Jesus. But online, we know exactly these are the people who ask these questions already. So Google gives each platform a score, how well they perform and how visible they are through Google. And this is the score Credle Rocks got. It's 100% or 100 points in every parameter. Like on the bottom, you see Amazon in Germany or Apple in Germany, Mercedes-Benz in Germany, big companies. They have whole teams just working on these factors, and they are less successful than this Christ-centered database. And all the developers that are part of it say, we can't explain what's happening here. But what we do know is Christ wants to be found. But we Christians have to understand that people are searching differently than they did 10 or 20 years ago. So these, for instance, are questions where the AIs like Perplexity, ChatGPT, and so on give the answer already from that database. Here are some videos. You'll have the presentation ready later. Let me just switch real quick to a live presentation, because ultimately the only thing that matters is what do people find when they Google stuff. So when I Google, So I go to Google, and if I Google the question, and I have to type it in Germany now because we started in Germany and that's where it ranks best. Which job, did Jesus have? This is a question that is Googled many, many times in Germany. So if you look at the rankings here, you can see the very top, is the Credle Rocks platform. And then it's Wikipedia, and then Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons, and all kinds of other platforms. If you go into the AI answer, and by the way, almost 70% of the people who search for something just look at the AI answer. You can see three different platforms that are listed here. One is Wikipedia, second one is Credle Rocks, our platform, and then it's another one, a secular platform. So if you click on Credle Rocks, then you are in the ecosystem of Credle. So Credle Rocks, of course, this is in German right now, so let me just switch over to English that you see it. And again, this is just Google Translate now, but the whole system is built in a way that it can be transferred into any country all over the world immediately. So this platform here is very simple. You have answers. If you click on the answer, you can read a short little answer. You can read a long answer. On the bottom, you can read who gave the answer. And in a couple of weeks, with the MyCredl, the personal account, people who are willing to have a personal account, authors and people who bring content into the ecosystem, they can be directly contacted by the person who's searching. So our main goal is always, yes, reach people digitally, but then connect them to real people and real things they offer as quick as possible, or as people are willing to connect with real people. It's a very fast platform. So if you type in a few letters, you get the answers automatically. The really complicated thing to make all of that possible and to have all kinds of churches and organizations involved is the personal profile. So you can have a personal profile here with this with this account, and with a few in a few minutes you can create your own account. You can have a dashboard, and with this dashboard you can have different organizations or churches you belong to or whatever. And then these data that you actually type in here, we can play out through different platforms. So one platform, for instance, where it is played out is Credl Medias. Credl Medias is simply a platform with a lot of content, videos, sermons, preparations for different topics. You can search by Bible verse, or you can also search by topics. And here, for instance, we had a guy gave a topic this morning, Mr. Jugendarbeit. Let me just look. Because Mr. Jugendarbeit, see, this here is, let me just open this real quick. This is from Mr. Jugendarbeit. He shared it this morning. And so all kinds of Christian ministries push in their content now on these platforms. Since I only have a minute left, there's also an AI chat that works perfectly already. We are just testing it right now. And the AI is being put over all the individual platforms next year, Lord willing. And then users can only use the AI chat to communicate and search everything. And the AI will tell them, on this platform, you find a testimony. On this platform, you find a sermon. On this platform, you can connect with people who are in your area and talk about this topic and so on. So to close this talk, Credl, yes, it is being built by all kinds of programmers from all over the world, but it is being built here in Germany. And so far, it is only available in German. But it is built in a way that it can be transferred into any country in the world in a heartbeat. So you can imagine, you take the whole digital infrastructure, and the only thing you need in your home country is an organization with people who check who is valid to push content into the infrastructure, so that it's not Satanists or whatever, but that it's real Christian who believe in Jesus and who want to make Jesus Christ known. So as I said, it's available for everybody in every country for very low cost. And it's like a Lego system. You put together different building blocks and then you make it work for your country with the platforms you need in your country. So thank you so much for being at this conference, and I'm excited to connect with you in the room to talk about it.
Danke für dein Interesse. Digital und Real ist der Podcast der Region Digital von der Allianz Mission. Alle Informationen unter allianzmission.de/regiondigital.